Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your living and active word. For you're just a speaking God who's always speaking truth, always setting us free. Lord, Jesus says in Scripture, Lord, that where you open their minds for understanding of the word, I pray you do the same for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Right. Just thinking of these thoughts today as the Lord was just reminding me of some stuff. And we talked about yesterday and about unbelief, the sin of unbelief that really hinders our walk, that so easily tangles us. You know, we read all that. So this is kind of a part of that. The Lord was just ministering. I was just woke up thinking about this scripture this morning. It's in familiar verses in Philippians 4. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you've received your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having an abundance and suffering need. I can do all things in him. It says through him, but that word is actually in. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And the word that kind of jumped off the page to me here was contentment, right? Contentment's a powerful thing as far as in our walk with God. 1 Timothy 6:6, it says, godliness actually is a mean of great gain when accompanied by contentment. We brought nothing into the world, we can't take anything out, right? If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. Then he goes on about the love of money. There's only like three places in Scripture. One's here. I read the other one in Hebrews. I think I marked it. No, I didn't. With contentment. One time in Philippians, it's the only place that word is used. Place in Timothy, so really the only time that one's used. They're all with the same root word about contentment, but they're different like that because they just cover every part of our lives. Let's see. This is Hebrews 13:5, another good refrigerator verse. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I shall not be afraid. What will man do to me? One thing I found out through just years of ministry and ministry that 20 years ago, the Lord called me and TC into Lazarus Ministries. Y'all been through our Lazarus weekend, or many of you have come to our office to see us and just doing inner healing and just biblical, you know, counseling and stuff like that, and just letting the Lord pour it on through that. But what I've really found is most people live either looking back in the past or they're anxious about the future, right? And they're not cemented into the here and now, right? If I'm always worrying about the future, there's just always this anxiety in me. You know, how, Lord, what are you going to do here? How are you going to take care of us, right? Because when we started, which we do now, we our ministry, we have a faith-based ministry. Right? I don't, I'm just saying this as a principle. I don't get, the church does support my ministry every month, but I'm not paid by the church. We have had to raise our own support. And because of that, it leads to a lot of discontentment at times. Because you're wondering, where is this going to come from, Lord? So we've just seen the Lord faithfully take care of us for 20 years. And on in Philippians chapter 4, it says that God supplies our needs out of his riches. Not out of mine, but what he's trying to work in my heart is contentment. Inward contentment, contentment with my circumstances that are going on around me, the lot I've been called to right now, what I'm walking through, and even in contentment in my emotions, my mind, my will, everything, right? Paul's writing Timothy and said, it's a great gain. You'll get great gain. You'll stride forward, make leaps and bounds in your walk with God if contentment is part of it. So what happens when we're discontent? We complain, don't we? We gripe and complain. Says over here, it's from, again, familiar verses, and Philippians chapter 2, do all things, for it's God who is at work in you, both the will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling, or in other words, complaining or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life. Really powerful verses there about And being discontent like that, it just devours life around you, right? I had this when I was just praying, you know, trying to put this together. I just had this vision, and I could see this, I guess, demonic-looking thing. It's kind of weird-looking, and I was just rebuked it, and just saw angels kind of dragging it off. And I asked, you know, what his name? Because I wanted to know. A lot of times, when you find out the name, then you find out what they're doing, right? Usually, a demonic thing has a certain name, and that name is usually what it does, like a spirit of fear. What's fear, right? Pride, whatever. All of them are fallen. All of them are rebellious, right? But I heard this word lichen, L-I-C-H-E-N. I thought I've heard that word before somewhere. But so I look it up, and lichen is like a fungus that begins to grow and eventually devours the wood or what log or whatever it's on, okay? And it grows in dark. It doesn't grow in bright sunlight as well as it does in darkness. And the enemy dwells in darkness. But here's what he said. Because the word literally means from the Greek to devour what's around you. So this particular demonic thing was devouring life by making me just throwing thoughts of discontentment, of anxiousness or worry, whatever. But contentment is your weapon, right? Where you can thank God where you are, that he's going to work all things for your good. He doesn't say all things are good. He says, I will work it for your good. Paul was saying here, I know how to live when my needs are supplied greatly and when I'm suffering need. It's the same secret. It's Jesus within me. Is sufficient. Is enough. Right? So if we haven't come to a place where Jesus is enough, you know, you hear that all the time. We don't know that Jesus is all we've got until he's all we need. Or we don't know that he's all we need until he's all we've got. Right? And so sometimes the Lord just orchestrates things sometimes where you're in a place where Jesus is the answer. He's all you've got. And he really is all you need. Right? But I'll never be content if I don't have that attitude within me. If Jesus is not my very life, the scripture says, if he's not what I'm seeking or what I long for, then there's always going to be discontentment there. I'll never be inwardly satisfied with anything. There's never enough money. There's never enough stuff, right? There's never enough security. What Paul said, I've encountered this. I've discovered it, what it means to be in Christ, who strengthens me. You'll never know God as your strength until you've been in a place where it exposes weakness. His grace is sufficient for us. His power is perfected in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, 9, I think it is. Yeah. Therefore, I'm well content with distresses, all those things he said, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. That's where I experience your power. So you may be finding yourself where there's a place where there's just need, emotional need or whatever. That's where you encounter him, where he comes and meets that. Or physically, right? Supplying our needs according to his riches. And what the Lord is really trying to do in you and trying to do in me is putting this great godly characteristic of contentment. Right? Maybe the Lord has more plans for you. Yeah, I'm sure he does. But I guarantee you he's not going to move you to the next thing until you learn to be content where you are. Or if he does, you're coming back around. It's like a lazy Susan. You're going to get another chance. You're going to get another chance until we can do that. So here's what, if you have a heart of contentment or a contented heart, then what's going to come out of your mouth is thanksgiving. Scripture says, we hear that all the time. Give thanks in all things. Give thanks for all things. Give thanks continually. And what that does is when I practice that, then contentment is worked in my heart. It begins to just come out. Right? And then the lichen spirit is not devouring everything around me because I've opened the door to it. Right? They can only work by permission. Most of the permissions I give them, I open the door to that. So it just changed my, like, okay, Lord, I'm just got caught up in this. Now I'm just going to thank you. Thank you that you're working all these. Thank you that every situation will be adequately supplied. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says that God is able to make all grace abound to you, having sufficiency in every single thing. Right? We already have it in Jesus to face it. But we got to live in the here and now. That is one of the where I trip up a lot, because I'll think about everything I've got to do today, and I'll get anxious about something that's going to happen in the afternoon, I don't know if I'll be here this afternoon, right? All we got is the right, the here and now, learning to be content where I am. Start giving thanks. And then you'll start, you'll leap and bound, start growing in your relationship with the Lord, right? So Jesus, I pray that we all would know, Lord, what you've done inwardly. You've given us your peace. Lord, we have your contentment. You already done it. We just want to walk in it. We want to walk in everything that you've done. Bring such contentment, Lord. We love you. We want to learn to love you with all of our heart, our minds, our wills, and even in our strength. Thank you, Jesus. All right.